I believe the time is coming when the Lord shall come again. I believe the end is nearing every day. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. While upon the Mount of Olives his disciples came to him, saying, Master, tell us when these things shall be. Just be ready, be watching, let each one be free from sin. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All the things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All the things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him. How I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust him more. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me. Need the healing, cleansing blood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him. How I proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust him more. Yes, this week to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self deceit, just from Jesus simply taking life and the rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust Thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that Thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. I started out to follow Jesus many years ago. The road was sometimes slippery and my steps were often slow. I met with opposition, didn't quite know what to do. But I made up my mind to make it through. Before the first round started, I said I'll fight until I win. I might even get knocked out, but I'll get up again. I control a temple, for I can't afford to lose. And I've made up my mind to make it true. The years have come and they have gone, the battle has grown old. My mind's made up to win this fight, my faith has not grown cold. The joy of the Lord is still my strength, my confidence is true, and I've made up my mind to make it true. Before the first round started, I said I'll fight until I win. I might even get knocked down, but I'll get up again. I'll control this temple, for I can't afford to lose. And I've made up my mind to make it true. The years have come and they have gone. The battle has grown old. My mind's made up to win this fight. My faith has not grown cold. The joy of the Lord is still my strength. My confidence is true. And I've made up my mind to make it true. Before the first round started, I said I'll fight until I win. I might even get knocked down, but I'll get up again. I'll control this temple, for I can't afford to lose. And I've made up my mind to make it true. Before the first round started, I said I'll fight until I win. I might even get knocked down, but I'll get up again. I'll control this temple, for I can't afford to lose. And I've made up my mind to make it true. I wonder if that guy made it, that made that song.
Well, he was determined, so.
He was off for a good start. He intended to make it true. The years have come and they have gone. The battle has grown old. We probably made it, eh?
Mm-hmm.
But you can't make it if you haven't determined that you're willing to lose your life for it.
That's right.
Like I said the other day, you know, Jesus said, if you're not willing to lose it all, and if you like adventure, like you and I, we love adventure, eh? Mm-hmm. We like it when the going gets tough, you know. We just keep on going. And if you really want to be the macho guy, well, join the club, you know. Mm-hmm. That's where it really proves what you're made up of.
Mm-hmm.
it's journey. It's not for wimps, you know. It's a tough road. You get kicked from pillar to post. Everybody's on your case. Everybody's to see if they can demoralize you and all that stuff. See if they can finish you off. See, we got a lot of enemies, eh? Because we got the truth, and the devil, he don't like people telling people the truth. So what he does everything. He gets his tugs to try to come against us, you know. But see, we're bound and determined to make it true, because he that is in you is greater than these tugs out there, these religionists and these preachers and these. All Satan has a lot of weapons that he uses on people, unbelievers. But see, we got the truth, and the truth. You can't fight with the truth. The minute you try to downwash it, it's not truth anymore.
That's right.
We got the goods, and we got everything it needs to make it true. And like I say, if you want to join the club, you're welcome to it, but you're going to have a tough road to hoe. Especially here in this end time. If you're as much as identified with us, you're going to be put in the outs. It's not going to be... We can't promise you a rosy garden. It's one of the first things the Lord told me when he put me on this journey. I believe you, me. It's not something I would have chosen, but the Lord chose it for me. And the first thing he told me, Sam, it's going to cost you everything. Everything that you ever worked for, you're going to lose it in a heartbeat. That's exactly what happened. I've said it over and over again. But see, we're bound and determined to make it true. Let them do their thing, of course. The devil, he'll throw at you, he can. But he had nothing. He's a defeated foe. He was defeated 2,000 years ago, and all he can do is bluff and try to terrorize you and fearmonger you and promise to kill you. Even if he kills you, he's still not a winner. He's still a loser. And see, you got to be bound and determined. That's just the way it works. I kind of like it, because that's what we made. We're made for, there's some fish out in the ocean. They can only survive when they're way down with a lot of pressure. That's what you and I are made up of. We can survive under tremendous pressure. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember, I need you more today. Decisions I can't make on my own, and there are trials I can face all alone. But you said you'd walk with me down life's troubled road, and you said, come unto me, I'll bear your heavy load. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember, I need you more today. When I wake up in the morning and I fear to face the day, let me feel your gentle hand leading the way. Yesterday has come and gone with those trials far behind, but I'm ever learning more, and every day I find I need you more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember, I need you more today. When I wake up in the morning and I fear to face the day, let me feel your gentle hand leading the way. Yesterday has come and gone with those trials far behind, but I'm ever learning, Lord, and every day I find I need you more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember, I need you more today.
Help me remember,
I need you more today. And that's the truth. Mm-hmm. You can't do this, walk this road without the Lord. We're bound and determined. We know who the enemy is. You got to know who your enemy is. I know what our enemy. Our enemy are these tugs. That's the first class enemy. I was thinking yesterday when these were in the garden and we came to them with spears and with knives and with everything. And then Jesus said, Here comes the prince of this world. Exactly how he said it.
He said in John 14:30, I will not speak with you much longer, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and had nothing in me.
Yeah, he said the prince of this world comes and he's got nothing on me. And the prince of this world was Satan. And what did he use? He used these religious leaders. Like I say, they came with spears and with tongues and with all kinds of weaponry and to catch him. And, it's the same thing today. The prince of this world uses these people out here. He doesn't come himself because he uses people that are subject to him, you know, and here comes the... And we got the same enemies. We got them coming after us and this, that, and the other with knives and threats. But see, we were bound right from the get-go. The Lord let us know this is going to cost you and you got to be willing to lose your life. And before I could go up against these thugs, I knew I have to lose it all. And if you're not willing to do that, this journey is not for you. This journey is for people that have backbone, for people that love adventure, for people that have bound and determined to see if they try their level best to make it through. And without the Lord, you'll never make it.
That's right. So
if you want adventure and you want to have fun while you're going through this journey, well, this is the journey that you need to be on. But we want to talk about Christmas today, why we don't celebrate Christmas. And I know the whole world is celebrating Christmas today. They're having their powwows and their turkeys and their goose and their duck and their feasts and their whiskey and all that, celebrating Christmas. When really, what they're doing, they're worshiping that sun god, because, you know, we'll try to go and explain it, why we do not celebrate this, why do not worship this sun god, and how it came about that all of a sudden people are worshiping, celebrating Christmas today. And it got nothing to do prior to 325 A.D. See, we went back and we studied it out and we did our history and we did our homework, and today we can tell people why we don't follow that trend, that thing. And you know where that scripture is, when that angel came to Mary, Luke chapter 1 verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph and of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at this saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation is this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. I'll read it in a different translation here. In the sixth month, of Elizabeth's pregnancy, the angel Gabriel was sent. See, it puts a little bit more light on it. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, a descendant of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, Greetings, favored one of the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled by his words and began to wonder about the meaning of this greeting. So the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Listen, you will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. We're using this as a springboard, and we're just trying to establish why we do not celebrate Christmas. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence once again, Lord. Give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord. Just too numerous to mention. We just pray you'll help us with this very important subject, Lord. We just pray you'll help us expound on it, bring it out as clear as crystal. The people of this world have been duped into doing the wrong thing, and we're just trying to set the record straight and bring it into today's language. And try to clear everything up. Oh, why we're not celebrating this day? Because it's not the birthday. It's got nothing to do with Jesus and all that stuff. So we just pray, Lord, for grace and mercy to express it in the way you've allowed us to see it over the years, Lord. Why we don't get involved with this powwow, Lord, that's happening today all around the world. So we just pray you'll give us that increase in Jesus Christ's name. We pray. Amen.
Amen.
See, this is the, what you would call, I guess, you would call a springboard. That's where everything starts from, this thing that you're celebrating today. And then you got to go back and you got to find out the sixth. I didn't see this just now. I thought it was the sixth month of the year.
No.
But it says here in this translation, it says very plainly, and the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And the other translation says, and the sixth month when Elizabeth was pregnant, already 6 months, then right after this interview here with an angel, Mary right away, she packed her bags and she went up. It makes a lot of sense here. And the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy. And then you could probably do that better than I do. You go back, and we're just trying to establish some facts here. We operate via the scriptures. We don't just go out there and celebrate something that absolutely don't mean. And when at the end of the day, we found out all our lives we've been worshiping a stupid sun god. That's what Constantine introduced to the world at that time. He was the leader of the Roman church, of the Roman kingdom back then. It was Constantine. And he established that, the year 325 A.D., they had a big council and they got together, and then by that time, Satan had already managed to confuse the whole picture, and he was trying to destroy that water baptism, Acts 2:38, and it took them 300 years to bring the church in such a confused state that Constantine had to step up to the plate and set the record straight. From now on, we're going to baptize at the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and then we're going to celebrate the Christ's birthday on that day, and then on December 25. That's where it all originated from. There was nowhere in the Bible where you could see anywhere where there was anything, such a thing as Christmas prior to 325 AD, and it was introduced by Satan because he's got an objective in mind. He wants to be worshipped. So he figured out a scheme and a plan where he's going to get all the people around the world to worship that sun god. That's what they're worshiping. Yeah, they think they're worshiping Christ's birthday. But see, we want to set the record straight. You want to maybe talk about that when Elizabeth got pregnant, when that Zechariah was in that temple? He was it tells you right down to the day, or anyway the week, when Zechariah was in the temple, because I think it was cut in weekly, I think. Yes. Every priest had a weekly session.
So it says in Luke chapter 1, verse 5, there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zechariah of the cores of Abia. And in another translation, it will say Abijah. And his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. So this angel came to him, and that specifically Abijah.
Mm-hmm. It's so the month of what? What month would that be?
When you go to Chronicles, 1 Chronicles chapter 24, you will find out how that division, how many divisions there were. There were 24 divisions.
Mm-hmm.
And the eighth division, you will go down and you will see that the eighth division is Abijah.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't start in the new year that this world has, January. You have to start in God's new year, which is March, April.
Mm-hmm.
So if you count, and they stayed there for...
I thought there was 1 week session twice a year.
Yeah, 1 week session. So it's 24 plus 24 is 48, right?
Right.
So they stayed there 1 week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
and the temple doing their thing.
Yes, and the eighth division, when you will count like let's say you would start in April. That would say that April, May, that's he would have been in the temple around May, June.
Okay.
And then let's say that when he went home and Elizabeth conceived was around July.
Okay.
And that would take you down to 6 months later. You would come to January, February, around those 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
When that angel Gabriel came to Mary. When Elizabeth was 6 months along with John.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would count 9 more months and it'll take you to September, October, when Jesus was born.
Mm-hmm.
So those things are those little indications of where it says in Luke for chapter 1, Abijah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the division of Abijah was the 8 week. The yeah. eighth division, when Zechariah was there in the temple.
So what we're doing here, we're just dragging everything, yanking everything back into reality. And Constantine, he wanted to... See, he's of the devil, mm-hmm. you know, let's just face it. He's not a Christian man. He is of Satan. He's Satan, one of Satan's servants, and he does things the way Satan wants mm-hmm. him to do it. And Satan, he decided he's going to implement something. He's going to, because he's been fighting with these Christians ever since the birth of the church, how he can infiltrate and what Satan does when God does something. He's right there like a dirty shirt trying to pervert everything that God does. So he's trying to, he got a hold of that baptism. What he was after was that baptism. And Acts 2 verse 38, baptism, and like I said, it took him 300 years before he got the church so up in arms, and they didn't know this way or that way. They didn't know whether they're coming or going, because by now Satan has infiltrated the church with these antichrists and these bishops, and so he called for a meeting, he called for a session, and they had a conference, and when they ended the conference, he came out, from now on, what we're going to do, we're going to now baptize, and the title is the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And now everybody, and we're going to use this this occasion for Christ's birthday. We're going to switch it over to December the 25th, when these sun worshippers, because like I say, Constantine was the sun worship, and then on December 25th, that's when they really had their powwow. They had it for a whole month, but the highlights of it was the December the 25th when the sun starts coming back. To prove it to you, you go out there, and I just did it on my phone here the other day, where the sun, the day is the shortest on December the 23, 24, 25. At 25, it already starts coming back. So that they worship the sun. So they worship her son coming back, and that's why he implemented that from now on. This is Jesus' birthday, and we're going to celebrate it. But really, what he's doing behind it is the Spirit of Satan. We're going to celebrate that we're going to worship the sun on that day, mm-hmm. like the sun worshipers did. And to this day, all around the world, everybody's out there having a powwow, and they don't realize that they're actually worshiping the devil, because mm-hmm. that's where it originated from. It didn't originate from the early apostles, because
no,
Paul said, "He that preaches a different gospel than we do, let him be accursed." And I was wondering growing up why I felt so depressed at Christmas time, and I couldn't explain it, but I felt like so depressed. And as time went on, one of the first indicators I had, my father-in-law told me the church fathers, he called them the church fathers, but they weren't really the church fathers. They were Satan's demonic bishops. He called them the Nice. They called them the Nicaea fathers, the birth of the Nicaea council. And they were actually the Satan's tongues, and they decided they're going to put that they were dear to Christ's birthday. That's the first indication that I heard where he told me, I guess he was reading somewhere, that the church fathers put that Christ's birthday here to December 25th and say we gotta honor that. But he didn't go into the details and go find out for himself what really happened. But you and I, we can dig it around, because we were both very depressed around Christmas time. We didn't know why, but then the next thing I know, I heard somebody say it's a pagan thing, and on, the Lord shed more light on this Christmas thing. I felt so depressed. And one day I was driving west here in the Trinskin of the Highway around Austin. I think it was December 24th, just before Christmas, and I'd be fighting with this Christmas thing. Why am I so depressed? I didn't know the whole full council until I was brought to the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. Then I found out that Constantine did all that. He brought that Christmas thing in and things of that nature. But it wasn't until I had that vision going west on the Trans Canada High, I saw these families running into the mountains and the church and the state. They were running after them to catch them, because they refused to bow down to the Christmas thing. And there's, I heard these children screaming and crying, "Daddy, why are they doing this to us?" And I saw it. I literally saw it happening, running them into the mountains. And you can find it over in Hebrews where it talks about all that, and how they hid themselves in the clay, they hid themselves in the rocks to run away from that Constantine decree that he sent out there. The real Christians, they refuse to bow down to that. The so-called lukewarm Christians, like they are today out there, they went and they did this celebrating on December the 25th, and they joined the crowd. But the real Christians, they saw what it was, and they had to go underground, like I say. The church and the state, they went after them to capture them and then to take them and burn them at the stake and do whatever. And they took these children, and the children are crying, "Daddy, why are they doing this to us?" And that's exactly what happened. And then they took the children and took the children away from the parents. And if they could catch the parent, they burned them at the stake. And the rest, they went into the mountains and into the caves and hide themselves from this decree that Constantine had just passed. The real Christians did that. The lukewarm Christians, they're doing like they're doing today. They're out there doing their powwow December 25th, having their religious sermons and doing their powwow, having their goose and their dinner and celebrating this diabolical satanic thing, and it's all just satanic worship. And then I just right then and there, no more Christmas for me, no more even recognizing it. And from that time on, pretty much every year, instead of going and looking for a turkey or things like that, I would just go out in the bush and sit on the log. things like that. Just completely do the opposite of celebrate. I would fast for 2 or 3 days. So I don't defile myself with that filth and those children's blood on my hands and all these people that were burned at the stake because they refused to bow down to that garbage. And here it's done wholesale all around the world. Christmas and the devil has got them all worshiping him because he wanted that worship back in the day. You can read it over in Isaiah and Ezekiel where he said he's going to set up his throne like the Most High. He wants that worship and that adoration. And that's how God came on the scene and shut him down. But he still had that same ambition. He wants you to worship him. And so he figured he'd trick the human race and to worship again. And he'll just put that December 25th is Christ's birthday. And then all around the world today, they're celebrating the Jesus' birthday, or so they think. But really what they're doing behind it is the spirit of Satan. Yes, and what they're doing, they're worshiping the devil. They're worshiping that sun god. They don't even know it. And that's why we're just putting light on it today. That's why we do not go near that thing. In fact, we're fasting on the 24th, 25th, whichever, 2 or 3 days. So we don't defile ourselves with that filth and get celebrating and having biting into a turk and a shot of whiskey and all that stuff, whatever is involved with celebration. Yeah. We don't get involved with it.
When you really analyze it all, who is being worshipped, there was this girl that Jesus gave a tour for hell. And she saw Roman Catholicism because she was from a country where it's steeped in Roman Catholicism. And they have these images everywhere, these statues of saints and everything. And she saw in the spirit behind every statue there was a demon. It wasn't the statue that they were worshiping. It was a demon behind that statue that they were worshiping. That's the same it is with this Christmas thing. Behind it is a demon or Satan that's being worshipped. Just like it says in Romans 1, they exchanged the truth of God for a lie. See, that's exchanging the truth for it's Jesus was not born in December. So that's exchanging the truth for a lie. And worship and serve the creation rather than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Mm-hmm. And when you will find out, back then, they studied astrology, right? And they there was 2 times a year, that the solstice, the summer solstice and the winter solstice, where the earth is out of its axis. It's at an angle, right? And when in December, the sun is furthest away from the earth. Mm-hmm. And then she starts coming back, the sun. And that's worshiping the creation rather than the creator. And that's what's really behind that Christmas thing, is that people are worshiping this sun god. Really is behind it is a devil being worshipped, just like this girl saw behind these statues of saints that the Roman Catholics have, the statue of Mary. Behind it, she saw a demon that people were actually worshipping.
Yeah, and exactly right.
She was seeing it in the eyes of reality. What is really behind it? God allowed her to see these things. And that's what's behind that Christmas thing. And I know it's hard for a lot of people to accept that, especially when people are not sensitive, when they walk in the carnality of the human nature, right? The carnality of the human nature is partying and all the things that Christmas has to offer, like food.
Appears to the flesh.
Yes, it does. Food, gifts, and all the things that is attractive to the carnal man. And that's when you will look at it, it's behind it is the commerce, who is getting enriched behind it. And behind it, the commerce is Babylon. You can trace it all back to Roman Catholicism, and you can trace it back to the hour of Nimrod when they worshipped the sun gods. and that's Constantine, just brought it into the Christian world in 325 AD with water baptism. And Jesus, they took away water baptism, Acts 2:38, in Jesus' name, and they introduced the Trinity baptism. And behind that Trinity baptism is the three God model that was back in Nimrod's hour. And that's what's the spirit that's behind it. And people are ignorant about it, and they don't want to come to the knowledge of the truth, and that's what's really they're worshiping. And to us, we sound like the bad guys.
Yeah.
We're the people that are the bad guys. But Jesus said, who would I liken this generation to? We have played, we have tried to tell people the truth, but nobody is dancing with us.
Yeah.
How do you liken them to? They're not involved in what's behind all these holidays, what Satan is doing.
That poor preacher's got to go up there and preach for 3 days in a row. They're talking much about these Hutterites, and they got these religious holidays, and it's all nothing but Satan's weaponry of mad deception. Behind it is a sense spirit of Satan deceiving these people, and they go out and they think if you say one thing against that, then you're blaspheming. But see, we went to the scripture, and mm-hmm. we found that Christ's birthday is about, we've singled it down to October 2 or 3. That's about when Christ was birthday. When we went back, and like you were just doing it here with Zacharias, and then 6 months later, Mary gets pregnant, and she goes up to Elizabeth, and you know the story, you just have to go read it. And we came out October the 3rd and 2nd and 3rd, and that's when we really recognize. We don't celebrate, we just recognize it, and we sing a few Christmas songs, what they managed to sift out these Christmas songs. We'll do it in October. We won't do it in December and worship that sun god and get involved with all his demonic sun-worshipping garbage that's out there. And we're just trying to set the record straight. We're dragging everything back into reality, because the reality of it is that birth is not today. It is just worshipping the sun god. And now, after you've heard us say that, now if you go out there, you could continue to go out there and do the same thing again. But what you're doing now that you know that, because we told you that, now that you know, and the Bible says, he that knoweth to do God's will, he is gone and doesn't do it, he's going to get stripes. But he that knows it and still does it anyway, he's going to get a double stripe. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a penalty for people that, like us. I'm trying to say something. I'm trying to say there's going to be no excuse for ignorance just because you didn't know. But now that you know, you're going to get the double stripes. That's what the Bible says. Like I told you the other day, let's say you're in that lake of fire for 1,000 years. Well, you'll be in there for 2,000 years because now you know. And if you can still continue to go out there and celebrate that Christmas thing, well, that blood is on your hands, not on ours. We're just here to set the record straight, to put it out there in today's language, and try to do it as plain as we know how. Mm-hmm. Because we're not just some fly by night. The Lord's been dealing with us since we're 6 years old to prepare us for what we're doing here today. And like we keep saying, everything out there, these preachers, it's not fit for a dog to eat. Nothing but tables among, because it has no value for the day and hour that we're now living in. We'll tell people the truth, and what they do with the truth, that's going to be their demise, not ours. We were just told to put up this website and to put it out there. And let me know, you don't even have to advertise. And whoever there's a hunger and a thirst for reality, then God will bring them to it. And we've got some people that are very solid, and God is going to bless them. He's going to take them out into deep waters, because it's not our program. We're just doing what the Lord tells us to do. Mm-hmm. He told us today to deal with that Christmas thing, and that's what we're doing. We're bringing that Christmas out via the scriptures and telling people exactly what it's about. It's nothing but Satan worship today. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're doing all around the world, and they think they're doing God a service, and they think we're blaspheming when we bring it out in the open. Mm-hmm. We're just exposing it, because Jesus said back, or I think it's over actually in Romans, where it says before Jesus comes, like he's coming back, and he says before he comes, he's going to reveal the thoughts and the intents of the heart, and he's going to expose all these things. That's why we're talking about these religious leaders. We're just doing what the Lord tells us to do. We're exposing these religious tongues. They call themselves preachers. We're exposing that religious system. Mm-hmm. It's nothing but agents of Satan. That's right. What it is. It's Satan's weaponry of mass deception. We're just bringing it out and putting it in today's language. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple.
That's right. And like I said before, behind this Christmas thing, there is a spirit that's behind it, a spirit of Satan that wants to be worshipped. And you can see it with that Santa Claus, what he uses, and things like in that nature that he uses. But it says in the millennium, in Habakkuk 2:14, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. See, in the millennium, all these things will come, will be restored, the truth, the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will fill the whole earth as the waters covers the sea. And you can see all these things will become common knowledge. Mm-hmm. Right now, when you tell people the truth, you're the one that is being persecuted. Just like when Noah went out and told people there's a flood coming, he was being persecuted. And now we can look back at Noah's hour and we can see how foolish these people were for not believing Noah. When in the millennium, people will look back in this generation and they will see the foolishness of this, these holidays, this worshiping, this Christmas thing, the spirit behind it, the commerce, and in the end, Satan gets worshipped. It will all be to the naked eye revealed, right? It's not going to be covered with a spirit anymore. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like, it's going to be black and white. Yeah. And people will look back and see how foolish this generation was.
Let's see, if you go back to Ezekiel and to Isaiah, where Satan, he decided he's going to go up against God. And he knew that God can be everywhere present and nowhere absent. But Satan, at that time, he could only be at one place and one time. Jesus Christ can be only at one place at one time, but God, that great eternal spirit, he's everywhere present and he was nowhere absent. He fills all time and space, and that's what Satan wanted, to be everywhere present and nowhere absent. So what did he do? A stupid idiot, he introduced his Santa Claus garbage. Mm-hmm. And he got these kids so, kind of like the human race, so brainwashed, and to think of that Santa can be in each house on December 25th on Christmas Eve, and he shall have to give presents because he has a delusion. It's all, everything from the devil is a delusion, right, an imaginary. And he's got these kids imagining, how can Satan be here this hour and be way over in Africa and be there in the same night? See, it's Satan's desire to be everywhere present and nowhere absent, that he just caught up with the Santa Claus garbage that, that he can be in every house at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Only God can do that. Mm-hmm. Only God can be everywhere present and nowhere else. But that ambition that he had, he really wanted that ambition. He really wanted to be God. Mm-hmm. The Bible says so.
He wanted you can to be like the Most High.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the attributes of the Most High, is to be everywhere present and nowhere absent. That's what the devil wanted. And the only, like I say, he's living in a world of imaginary. He's living in a delusion. That's why all this garbage from the devil, it's all just a delusion. Everything, that Christmas thing, is just a delusion. It's just an idea that Satan concocted up through Constantine, that Roman Catholic, that Roman Emperor back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And today it's become law and it's become standard equipment, and Satan is having himself a heyday, laughing and scratching, and because he's got mankind so deceived. They think they're doing God a service, but we don't follow that garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got us on his hit list. They do everything they can. We got a lot more enemies then we even know. Like David said, the enemies are like the hair of my head and like the sand of the sea. Mm-hmm. And we got them out there, they'll listen to us, and then they figure out the way how they can short circuit us, how they can demoralize, how they can lie up things about us. But see, they're fighting a losing battle because we're about the Lord's business. Mm-hmm. And if they want to go against us, they're going to have to go against God. We're not intimidated by this because we've made up our mind. We're not afraid of what they'll do to you. Because they can only do what God allows them to do it. Because it was back when Jesus was there. They'd have thrown him off the mountain early on in his ministry. But he just disappeared because his time was not yet come. They couldn't touch him until the time came, the fullness of time came, and then he allowed himself to be crucified. But before that, they couldn't touch him. And it's the same thing with us. They can't touch us. They can sicken us. The government after us and all that kind of stuff and report us to the authorities, what you're saying here. But see, they can only do what God allows them to do. Right now they're sharpening their knives, see how they can finish us off. Well, they're going to finish God off first and then they can finish us off. Because we're about the Lord's business. We're just exposing the wickedness and about that religious system out there, about these cults, these thugs. Mm-hmm. Look out what tugs mean. Tugs mean, I call them tugs because they're Satan's tugs. They're not Christians, these people in the pulpit. They're Satan's tugs. The devil uses them to deceive the masses and people believe them. And we're just taking the reps off just like it was back when Jesus was here. He took the reps off these Pharisees. And we've told you time and time again. And in Matthew 23, he just took gloves off and he just gave them took him in the ring and put a knockout on him.
Who do you think the devil used in Constantine Hour? Yeah. It was those bishops. Yeah. Those bishops in the pulpit that confused people with the water baptism. And then Constantine came along and he changed that water baptism to the Trinity. And then you can see how he took the model of Christianity and took and infiltrated it with the pagan worshiping of the sun god. And that the devil knew if he can combine that Christ's birthday with the pagan holiday of the sun gods in December, then he's got the whole world worshiping him.
And just like I said earlier, when they went then into the garden, Jesus was there, and they went in, and Jesus said, here he comes, here comes the devil. But who did he come through? He come through these scribes and these Pharisees and these religious leaders and these zealots. They were hired by the Roman to go down there and do that dastardly thing. And it's the same thing today. Who do you think is in these pulpits? Behind it is the spirit of Satan. I've been beating the drums for 30, 40 years trying to tell the people where it's at. And, well, I'm the outcast and I'm the idiot. But at the end of the day, the Lord's going to have to finally say so. We're not worried. They can't touch us. They can try to demoralize and everything, but at the end of the day, they can't touch us.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord. And we see that the whole world is worshiping this so-called Christmas today, Lord, and of Jesus' birth. When we just want to speak the truth, Lord, that Jesus was born in around October, Lord, and this holiday here has been used by Satan to be worshipped, Lord, and we're just exposing the spirit behind this Christmas thing and what's all involved behind it. It's just catering to the flesh and things of that nature and the commerce, and that's in the end who's getting served, Lord. It's not the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, and sure it may sound all good and well to people, Lord, but you know, people have to realize it's the reality of things, the truth versus the lie, and it's the truth that sets you free. And that's why we have such a peace around this time of year, Lord, because we don't have to run to and fro with every spirit that comes this way and or that way. So we just want to give you thanks for that, and we just pray that for all people, Lord, that they'll come to the knowledge of the truth about this Christmas thing. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.